ko pānoe mihia tunei mai te reo irirangi te hiko teika, tāku kei runga o te waia, a tēnei ko Mike Smith mai i te Greenpeace, ka kōrero maua mo te onerua ātohe. Nō reira e te rangatira e Mike, kia ora ana e hoa.
Tēnā no koe e pā, ngā mihi o te ata tūnei.
Ai, kia ora ano. O te kāinga nei iti te kāpuapua, he nā pea ka puta mai no tama nui te rā, ko te rā te tumanakora.
Ai.
Ai, nā reira e mai ka mihi ano ki te wāhi ngaro e taurahere ngā kapua te ara hikoinga o rātou ko ngaro nei. A ka mihia e ngari ka hoki mai no kia taua e kawe nei i a rātou kaupapa Māori o Raihoa.
Ai, kia ora rā.
Ai, nā reira e Mike, e hā tō whakaaro e hoa i te mea, ngā pōti a tatāna, kei runga o te kahiwi tatāna ka tēmai ki mua o te aroaro o ngā kai pōti, engari e tētahi o ngā tino take kei mua i a mātou i tēnei wā, e huri haere ana a Shane Jones me ngā pūtea whakatikatika haerei, ngā taha-taha moana taha awa, ngā huarahi a taraiwa ngā waka, ko te tumanako me whakapiri atu tēnei kaupapa ki mua iaia aneira ki te taringa whakarongo ko te status of State Highway 1 ki runga i te onerua a tohe me tango mai ka whakahoki mai ei ano ki runga o ngā rori taraiwa ngā motoka whakahokia mai te onerua a tohe ki ona hapū e hoa. Peha tō whakaro ki tērā kōrero?
Ai, whakaro pai tērā. You know, mai rano e trai ana rātou te hunga, te hunga kāinga o te onerua tohe ki te whakahokia mai tērā kia rātou. So, you know, very, very pleased to hear that that might be happening soon. Obviously, there's been a lot of concern about the well-being of Tōheroa, Tuatua, Wairākai, and the driving of vehicles up and down has impacted upon that. Now, will that, Pa, do you know, will that also extend to fullers and their buses? I guess it will.
Ai, kia ora ko te kaupapa, e aruaru anau i a hami mai te ahai ko tāku mōhionga i ngā kai whakaritei wērā kaupapa ko te kaunihera ne, te kaunihera Pākehā, te whānau District Council. Kei a rātou te tikaranga o ngā huarahi, the roads, they control the roads, the speed limits and wērā katoa. The police don't have no say, they only there to uphold the conditions, or in other words, ngā ture o te huarahi. So, ka hoki anō tērā ki te kaunihera i kōrero au kia Matthew Tukaki i Nanahi e tānai kaupapa pai. I will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, well, you know, one of the things last time I was up there, one of the things that really impressed me was the damage that the rising sea level has had on the on that part of our coastline, you know, Te Arawairua. Because when I was young, there used to be rolling dunes, you know, that used to go back into the towards the forestry there. But these days it's just a big, one long continuous cliff, and I now see that the roads, that the waters are now starting to creep into the, you know, behind the dunes. They've broken down that continuous barrier that holds the water back from the Whenua. And, you know, talking to some of the locals up there, Pātau and Te Pānia and others, you know, have told me about the consistent erosion and the changes that they're seeing due to the sea level rise caused by climate change. Né? So it's a great concern, you know, the well-being of those places. And, you know, once again, it just means that we've got to anticipate these types of things. We've got to prepare for them, and we've got to take whatever measures that are necessary in order to protect us as much as possible, you know, the well-being of our Tahutai Moana, our Papa Moana, our beaches, and our lands beyond there, pa.
Ai, ai, kia ora hoa, tautoko anai tēnā. I took a crew out ki te onerua tohe i Nanahi. We went out just have a jack for some tuatua, and I mean there was plenty tuatua, little small ones around by the trillions, and ko te mea pai, kāhore te huarahi i Ahipara e puare ana, that Ahipara entrance is not open because of the erosion of the Wairua River. I tērā, so I saw a lot of young toheroa and also tuatua, and there was absolutely no vehicles on the beach. Kia tērā, it should remain like that, you know, not as an open highway course. We have tourists come up with their maps and it shows them where they can go and the speed limits, and you get idiots, tourists flying along there at 100 kilometres an hour and have absolutely no idea what the Onerua Tohe is like. Next minute, ko tahuri te motoka, ko whara mate we tahi, you know, and put the status back on the roads which they can handle. Leave our coastline alone and give it back to the hapu so it can be looked after and managed properly. Nehoa.
Oh, katika. You know, that's one thing with this COVID that's currently been sweeping over the planet is what we can see is that when you give these things a rest, when, you know, as you say, when people can't go down onto these beaches, when there's no tourists around driving up and down, it doesn't take too long before they start to come back. And that's I'm really happy to hear your report, Pa, about, you know, your observations of what's happening in terms of the rejuvenation of the kai down the beach there. That's a really hopeful sort of thing. So what that tells us that it is possible that if we halt our human activities, if we change our behaviours, well then that'll give our taku taimoana, our a chance to come back. It just we've been bashing it, we've been exploiting it, we've been extracting from it, you know, relentlessly over the last 100 years or so. And I think it's time that we just give our papa tuanuku a bit of a breathing space and a bit of a rest, ne?
Ai, kia ora rai hoa, mihi ana, tautoko anai tēnā, absolutely. However, the other big issue we have up here, our last big downfall, Maunga Taniwha, Mangamuka, the road through Mangamuka has 4 big slips on either side, and I tēnei taha, we went up there Friday last week, the slips have left almost taken 1.5 lanes right off, but as because they said it's still moving 4 inches a day or 4 inches every 24 hours, though that lane, all lane on most of those slips are totally gone. So our maunga is really, really unstable at this point in time. Kia, for me, it's, you know, it's a good thing. It's like Te Onerua Tohe. It has to really, really get angry and start destroying the ways onto the beach before people will take note what's going on. And the maunga has had to do that through the big trucks of tolls that taken our road weights up from 28 ton up to 50, 60 ton per truck. We knew that it'll only be a very short time and the maunga is going to take its own huarahi back because the people are just using it and end up trying to break the hoihos back, nehoa.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's, you know, he tohu, it's that we're starting to understand that we've got to change our behaviour. So maybe that's the maunga telling us, you know, stop driving here and there. We've got to concentrate on what's around us, to live locally, to not walk as heavily on the land. And so that means not travelling in our cars up and down, burning all that benzene, sending all the all the pollution up into the Ahuwhenua, and so which is causing a lot of these effects. So, you know, we've just got to look to ourselves. No good blaming the land. It's our activities that are causing these things. So we've just got to look to ourselves and make the types of changes required. And some of these are big systemic changes. I don't mean that we've just got to change the light bulbs in our whare or anything like that. We've got to look at the big industrial processes that we're involved in too. And at the root cause of it is this, is the sickness for money that the Pākehā system has, and that everything's got to be involved around monetarisation is what they call it. So I think we've got to look at different ways or different types of economies. We've got to ask ourselves, well, how did our nannies and grandpas get on back in the days? They didn't have a lot of money, but they were never hungry.
Never
hungry because they, because they knew how to work with the land. They knew how to protect the kai and not to overexploit it, and they weren't selling it. You know, I remember when I was a young man, if anybody came down to our pub trying to raffle off Kaimana, you know, they would be politely asked to leave, and if they didn't, they were thrown out. And so this whole notion of exploiting our resources for money was foreign to our, to our people to a large degree initially. But not to say that we can't, if we have some surplus, that we can't, you know, trade with that or even sell it. But you've got to protect your seed. You know, I think of my whānau from up at Waimanui there, and you know, one of the things they always used to say was, you know, don't eat your seed. You've got to protect your seed. And I think that's what we've got to get back to, is this idea of taking care of ourselves first, making sure that none of our whānau or our hapū or our iwi are hungry. After that, if you've got some spare, well, your neighbours might want some, you know, over the borders or over the hills. But we've got to change the focus from, like, we grow all these avocados, but we're not feeding ourselves with them. They're all going on a truck and they're going somewhere else. And whoever owns those avocado trees gets all the money, you know. So I just think that that's a broken system. That system of greed and selfishness has caused us to be in the situation that we are, with a few people have got a lot, and you know, a lot of people have got a little. And that's a broken system. Any system that doesn't provide for its whānau, for its hapū, is a broken system, and that's the system that we're in now. So I think maybe it's time to say, look, you know, we've got to be honest about the way things are organised now. Mm. We've got to look for the changes, and we've only got to go back one or two generations. Thankfully, people like yourself, Pa, who remember, you know, who have remembered all that, their mātauranga, are still with us, and we've got to, you know, we've got to sit down with those people who know. You know, there's others, you know, there's others that are talking about māramataka now, bringing all those kinds of mātauranga back amongst us. That's good too, and so we've got to pull it all together and then change our ways of living, Pa.
Ai, kia ora hoa, kia ora. Tautoko anai wea nā kōrero pau nei te kaha. I couldn't have put it any other way, and as straight as you have just pointed out. But I mean, you know, the pathway forward is not, it doesn't need, well, how shall I put it? You don't need, you have, you know, everything you need in your own hand, including your health. Health and well-being, whānau, your family. So, you know, is the thing is, I support what you said. The best thing I believe could have happened was that COVID, not so much the outcome on all the people dying, but when it came to whānau rahui, Māori knew exactly what that meant. And they just played the role, you know, not only whānau rahui whānau, they went to rahui their whole rohe papa whenua, from outside influences or from outside invasion, eh? Me pērā te kōrero. So it's not something Te Ao Māori is not familiar with. You know, however, even through the colonisation, the cultural distortion and that kaupapa is still very much alive, you know, in small places, the outbacks and things like that. That kaupapa is still very much alive. Nō reira, e te rangatira e Mike. E hari e tonu ana hua wātea mai koe te kōrero mō ngā kaupapa e pāna ki te taiao, e pāna ki a papa tuenuku, e pāna anei rā ki te taku taimoana, te ao te kāinga o Tangaroa e hoa. Ngā mihi e kore mutu, kei a koe a taua mihi mutunga. Ki wā māua kōrero, Māori o rā.